USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Democratic presidential ticket is now officially set. California Senator Kamala Harris formally accepted the party's vice presidential nomination during night three of the Democratic National Convention. She blasted President Trump, arguing that his, in her words, failure of leadership has cost lives and livelihoods. Also among the many speakers last night was Hillary Clinton.
Joe and Kamala can win by 3 million votes and still lose. Take it from me. So we need numbers overwhelming so Trump can't sneak or steal his way to victory.
Joe Biden will be speaking tonight on the final night of the convention, formally accepting the nomination. Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny is hospitalized after a suspected poisoning. And this is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I have a very busy podiatric practice, and usually I would find at lunchtime I kind of got a slump in terms of energy. But since I've been taking the Balance of Nature, I don't get that slump anymore. I've got a lot of good energy throughout the whole day with the Balance of Nature. I don't get cold. I don't get sick. And most importantly, I tell my patients, what you need to do is get your immune system up. And by terms of taking your fruits and vegetables, eating correctly, that's the best way to get the immune system up. So all in all, you guys just keep doing what you're doing. It's a wonderful product, and I really feel that people would benefit from taking this product. Very happy with it.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
No longer being measured by the dozens, but California is battling wildfires that number in the hundreds. Here's Governor Gavin Newsom.
Currently, we are battling some 367 known fires that are burning statewide.
On the upside, Newsom says the very large apple fire in Southern California is no longer so large, almost 100% contained. Portland, Oregon fire investigators say there is extensive damage to the city's Shabbat Jewish Center, and it was the second fire at that building in the past 5 days. They say the arson team is investigating. A miner that appeared on Discovery Channel's Gold Rush, David Turin's Lost Mine, has passed away. Jesse Goines found unresponsive on the set in Colorado on Tuesday night. He was 60 years of age. Dow, NASDAQ, and S&P futures are down slightly, and this is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
With a TikTok update, here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
President Trump wants to deny China some of the proceeds from the sale of TikTok, so says White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow on CNBC.
It's not something that's been done in the past, but that doesn't mean it can't be done now. I'll leave it to Secretary Mnuchin, who will be running the books on that deal. So we'll see.
After he spoke, the anchors on CNBC appeared stunned by Kudlow's answer. They said, it sounds like something a country like Venezuela would do.
A TikTok star doesn't have lights or water at his Los Angeles home until further notice. Mayor Eric Garcetti says he's authorized the shutoff of Bryce Hall's utilities because of a flagrant violation of the public health orders that had been issued. This comes after Hall threw a packed 21st birthday party for himself at his Hidden Hills home last week. The mayor says parties of that magnitude put the community at risk big time. And the Cincinnati Reds are suspending broadcaster Tom Brenneman after he made a homophobic slur during a live broadcast last night. A hot mic picked up the comment right after a commercial break on Fox Sports Radio. He later apologized, but called a home run in the process of doing so. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.